If you would turn to the prayer confession printed in the order of worship. When I was younger, I remember reading an article about the great need, to actually ponder the day that is ending. Now, when I was young, I thought that was stupid, because why would you bother to do that? It's already over. But as I get older, I realize that's actually a really important thing to do, to stop and let the day kind of come to you and be impacted by it, if that's what's required, to celebrate it, if that's what's there. And I got to thinking that actually that's a very good way to think about what confession is. Confession is a particular time when we talk to God about what's true. We allow whatever's true in, and we share that. What God does is use that opportunity to communicate to us about what it is that we have communicated. What you find with God is there's always a welcome of what we share, there's an acceptance of what we share, and over time, there is a deeper understanding of what we share. I invite you to a particular time of confession right now. There's a prayer printed in the bulletin that we join in saying together, but more importantly in the silence that follows, talk to God about the person that you are right now. Let us join together in the printed prayer. Gracious God, my living is informed by images regarding the person I want to be and the person I should be. The images are not the same. These images exert influence on my behavior, with one dominating and motivating my actions while the other waits in the wings. It is as though whichever one has not been given enough attention eventually breaks in and takes control, and I am pulled back and forth between what I want and what I should be. When I am being what I want, I ignore what I should be. And when I am being what I should be, I ignore what I want. I need to become more aware of these images and find a way to honor both, something that is beyond me right now. You, however, never give up seeking to achieve this for me. At the least, you are the one who does not let me erase an image when I am ignoring it. Let there be some silence. I invite you to think seriously about this idea that what God wants for each of us is for us to be able to experience the fullness of the life that is ours. The problem with that phrase is that it connotes for most people some kind of happy experience, which it might, but it's a far more pervasively encompassing phrase. It means not only do we become participants in the really celebratory elements of our life, but we also become participants more deeply in the more tragic or painful aspects of our life. And what we learn to do is we learn to have the experiences which, in a way that's hard to describe, roots us in the life that is ours. All of us come from a peculiar mixture of ups and downs. The ownership of those is essential for a person. Whatever it is that's true of us, God has this peculiar way of not only finding it acceptable, but finding the usefulness in it. And that's the hard part. Things in the past that have happened that we can see no value in become valuable when they're owned and they're integrated. The trick in all of this is that God always accepts what it is that's true of us and then makes use of it. Amen.